The Bush administration wants to sell about 300,000 acres of the national forests and other public lands. The Agriculture Department says the money raised would go to rural schools, with about a quarter of the cash going to the Pacific Northwest. Wisconsin would see one of the smallest sales, 80 acres near Antigo, that are technically part of the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest. Forest Service lands manager Phil Barker says the property is generally flat with a mix of aspen and northern hardwoods. He also says it's 25 miles outside the forest boundary.
It has no public access or any legal access at this point, as far as we can tell, so it's completely surrounded by private land, and so it's not a tract that's readily available to the public for use.
Barker says in general what the government wants to sell are properties the agencies don't need for their core mission. But environmental groups are starting to speak out on the land sales plan. Dave Zaber of the Madison-based Habitat Education Center says there are plenty of other ways to fund rural schools.
For example, the national forests here in the upper Midwest lose money on every timber sale and every acre they log. Rather than selling off property that they have to have tax subsidies to log, why don't we not conduct that logging on some of this property, save that money, and have that go directly to schools?
Zaber says he wouldn't mind if the 80 acres of isolated land in Langlade County are sold, if the Forest Service would add the same amount of acreage immediately next to the Shawamigan-Nicolet. Congress must approve the Bush administration land sale plan. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.